Do you remember your first blowjob? You do? What did it taste like? Anyway, so, you know, the first time I ever did that joke, my parents were in the audience, beaming with pride. Mom comes over to me after the show, she goes, "Honey, what's a blowjob?" I said, "Well, Mom, if you don't know, maybe that's why Dad's always so fucking crabby." But, so that's my big, scary, horrible secret, I give a bad blowjob. Well, how am I gonna live? Ladies and gentlemen, if I can't have his big, hairy, stinky, sweaty fucking balls swinging in my face every morning, I'll just have to kill myself. Why continue to live? That's not the funny part. The funny part is every single guy in the room just went, "Honey, my balls don't stink, do they?" Stinky balls, you got the cutest little stinky ball. I shouldn't give balls a hard time. I just can't help it. I think balls are the funniest thing on the fucking planet. Because I want to know what's in balls. Now, I know it's like baby batter or whatever, but we have that too, and we don't have a big old bag hanging there. You just hate that if you have to carry that little bag around all day. I don't know. I guess if you've got it, it isn't weird, you know? I just wouldn't know what to... I'd probably end up liking it, though, that my fucking thighs wouldn't rub together every time I walked. Blow out my little bag and off to another show. Went to a circus recently. Now, Ringling Brothers comes through Atlanta, right? I gotta tell you, I thought I had a pretty easy job. I come in here, I talk for an hour, I go home, go to bed, that's my job. Now, the guy that gets shot out of the cannon, what kind of a day is this? And more importantly, how do you do this with a hangover? Because all these people do is drink. What they do at the beginning of the circus, they wheel this cannon out, all right? I swear to God, it's as long as this room. They shove the guy down in there, boom, and he's done for the night. Like most guys I know. So,
Ooh, she's a lesbian. Big lesbo on the stage. Carpet munching dyke. There she is. Big lesbo. All she needs is a big dick in her butt. That's all she needs. Preferably mine.
No, I'm not a lesbian, but I do know how to drywall, and I'm pretty proud of that. And I don't have a big man slam show. I love men. As a matter of fact, I have some man news of my own. Found out 5 weeks ago that I'm eating for two now, and I just want to share that with you because I'm excited about it. Thanks. Thank you. Yes. I'm not pregnant or nothing. I'm just real fucking hungry. Thanks for believing me. Not pregnant. Wrote that joke at the gynecologist's office. That's the best time to catch up on your paperwork, isn't it? But you know you're gonna be in there like a minimum of 2 hours, right? Sorry about the beef shot. And, you know, he comes in with that mining cap on. Whenever he examines me, there's an echo. It's totally humiliating. And,
yes, it's a big pussy joke, ladies and gentlemen. Alert, alert. Wake the children. It's a family show.
God, did she say pussy? She looked like such a nice girl. We thought this was a Christian show. We gonna have to listen to that language all night? Absolutely. My gynecologist messes with my head a little bit because he watches me on TV and then I gotta go in there, you know, and you say, he's like, "Come on, honey, move down a little bit more. Come on, honey." It's just a joke for the girls. And then he's in me up to his armpit, feeling around. "Yeah, saw you on Showtime last week, hon. Hey, you looked real cute. Tell me, is this uncomfortable?" "No, doc, this is a fucking dream come true." I can't remember the last time I've been so relaxed. I've always wanted to be clamped to a table by my vagina. It's definitely my idea of a good time. Guys laugh, man. Can you imagine having a steel rod jammed in your pee hole and then clamped to a table? And then they leave? And then they fucking leave? go out and fucking see. You're there going, if I move, I'm going to rip my body in half. I kind of test it a little. Definitely, definitely, definitely not pregnant. In fact, I'm having a light day today. And you might want to know that.
You know what's even worse than that, though, is when you're like on the last day of your period and you have to put that one last tampon in and it's really dry and it hurts. And when you sit on it, it feels like a cactus. Isn't that awful? Oh, you girls, don't you fucking even look at me like that. Half of you are sitting on one right now. It's pathetic what I'll do for a few bucks, isn't it?